You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Would you say that it could be an improvement?
I mean, no, how do you improve a piece of shit?
The International Court of Justice has found Israel guilty of implementing discriminatory racial segregation between Palestinians and Israelis in the occupied Palestinian territories. This year, Russia and Belarus were banned from the Olympics as a result of the ongoing war in Ukraine. Despite the International Court of Justice decision, Israel didn't receive the same consequence. This sparked backlash and questions surrounding Israel's participation in future international sporting events. Currently, FIFA is set to make a decision on whether Israel will be allowed to compete in international football by the end of this month. I spoke to sociocultural teaching fellow in physical education, sport and exercise sciences at the University of Otago, Sebastian Potgeiter, about what he expects from this decision, as well as why Israel was allowed to compete in the Olympics and why their participation in sporting events has such a big political impact. The International Court of Justice has found Israel guilty of implementing discriminatory racial segregation between Palestinians and Israelis in the occupied Palestinian territories. This year, Russia and Belarus were banned from the Olympics as a result of the ongoing war in Ukraine. Why was it that Israel didn't receive the same treatment when it came to the Olympics?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and I think it's a question that a lot of people are wrestling with. It is certainly pointing to the fact that there are inconsistencies with how international sport is treated. We can speculate about some of Israel's allies, which are particularly strong, particularly the US. We know that the US did not respond well to the hearing by the ICJ. They scrutinized it and they criticized it. So it's a very good question, and it is something that a lot of people are wrestling with. We don't quite know why Israel was allowed to participate in the Olympic Games. These games are very important in terms of creating sort of positive images around nations, and to be doing that at a time where Gaza is under constant fire sends a very poor message, because it tells us that the IOC is not particularly concerned with the beneficial outcome for Israel from participating in those Olympic Games, which seems insensitive to the fact that there is enormous human tragedy going on in Palestine at the moment.
Yeah, and off the back of this, there are now questions about whether Israel's going to be allowed to compete in international football as well, with FIFA due to make a decision by the end of this month, so very soon. What sort of things are going to be considered when they are making this decision?
Well, FIFA typically follows a policy which seems to suggest that sport and politics are separate. They don't like typically becoming involved in political situations. They've made comments to this effect in the past. And fundamentally what that misses is that sport is inherently political, and particularly international sport. So we know that there are historical precedents, like, for instance, New Zealand's ongoing support for apartheid South Africa did a lot in terms of bolstering white confidence in apartheid during the 1970s and the 1980s. So it's hugely important to take into account, what are the effects of this ongoing international sporting participation. And FIFA have been reluctant to adopt a political position, even though that there are inconsistencies with how much they were willing to sanction Russia and sanction Belarus. So we can only speculate as to what they'll decide. Certainly after the ICJ ruling, there's a lot more international scrutiny on the Israeli situation. And I think in particular the fact that the language of apartheid was implemented, and finding Israel guilty of actioning apartheid, certainly brings more pressure again, because there are inconsistencies with how FIFA has acted in the past by, for instance, expelling apartheid South Africa. So these are the kinds of things that might factor into that decision. But in the main, FIFA has been unwilling to adopt a particularly strong political stance when it comes to Israel.
You mentioned apartheid South Africa, and I was going to ask, historically, has FIFA made any decisions like this before?
They have expelled other countries. This would be a first in terms of that particular language being used in another country. So FIFA in the 1970s expelled apartheid South Africa because they felt that the race-based segregation and the effects on black South Africans were contravening the ideals of international sport as something which promotes sort of collectivism, whereas, yeah, this will be the only other time really where this apartheid language has been used to describe the situation that's gone on, and it'll be interesting to see whether FIFA are willing to sort of continue the trend of willingly expelling places that are labelled as implementing apartheid.
And this decision by FIFA was postponed until after the Paris Olympics. Why was this?
Again, another very good question. So the official reasoning that they gave was that both the Israeli Football Association and the Palestinian Football Association had asked for more time to pose their cases more strongly. So the Palestinian Football Association had lodged an official request for Israel to be expelled from FIFA. However, both parties asked for more time and FIFA was willing to give more time. Obviously, it seems a bit questionable that this was postponed to after the Olympic Games, because fundamentally what that did is it opened up the door, or at least created a precedent for the Israeli men's team to participate in the Olympic Games. So, you know, one could probably cynically say that there's less pressure on FIFA now to make that decision because the Olympic Games is done and dusted and Israel was allowed to participate. They also didn't experience all that much protest during the Olympic Games. So, again, we can't definitively say why that decision was made until after the Olympic Games. I mean, the situation has been going on for a very long time, and the Palestinian request was made in May of this year. So there was quite a bit of time before the Olympic Games. So cynically, one could perhaps say that there was intent behind this, which allowed the Israeli team to participate in the Olympic Games. But again, we can't say for certain why specifically it was postponed until after the Olympics.
And in situations like this, like war, apartheid and genocide as well, why is banning countries from sporting events so impactful?
This sort of circles back to one of the earlier points that I made, is that participation in international football is inherently political, or international sport more generally is inherently political. It sort of feeds into a bigger perception of a country. And we know, for instance, that Israel has adopted an approach when it comes to sport where they're willing to play against anyone, regardless of political differences, ideological differences, religious differences. And what that does is it sort of creates a bigger perception of a place as or it gives a positive image to a place. And in sort of academic terms, we refer to this as sports washing. So it's using sport as a tool to create and foster a positive perception around the place, which kind of conceals the fact that, for instance, in Palestine at the moment, there are, you know, such massive human rights violations going on, and to the extent that it can be called a genocide. So sport is impactful in that sense. Banning countries from sport, international sport, reduces the outlet for sports washing. It reduces the chance for countries to sort of create this perception of themselves as a more inclusive, benevolent place than they might actually be.
That was sociocultural teaching fellow in physical education, sport and exercise science at the University of Otago, Sebastian Potgieter, on Israel's place in international sporting competitions.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.